Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey Terry, what do we got on the agenda today?
We're going to talk about something different today. Dogs.
Right, that's just wrong. Alrighty then. Now there's a big, huge, wide open category. What, Terry? What about dogs are we going to talk about?
Well, we got several interesting things. Some of them will, tick a few people off, and some of them are just good information to have.
Well, we
But
like both, so that's cool.
one of the things I wanted to talk about was a follow-up from an episode from last week on my dogs, Surrey and Sparky, getting back into agility.
Oh, is this another behavior thing?
Another behavior thing.
Oh, cool. Tell.
Behaviors changed from last week, where we were seeing some of the distractions and the lack of attention, I guess is what it is. They're very unfocused, which typically is not what these guys do. These guys will lock in and go. So Sparky's recovered very nicely and has actually become, as of yesterday, quite a superstar of doing this. I know. I mean, just spot on listening, watching.
What a fabulous
Yeah.
boy.
Really did. We were working on really tight turns, so just over the jump and then an immediate hook.
And he's great at it.
Yeah. He was
How long
nailing
has
it.
he been with you?
14 months now.
So, guys, if you don't know the beginning of Sparky's story, how old do we think he is?
He's seven-ish, maybe a
He's
little over.
seven-ish. He's been with Terry a little over a year. He didn't know what agility was a year
No,
ago.
spent most of his life at a rescue,
Look at this
and
little star.
yeah,
Isn't that wonderful?
he's really doing well. And the eye contact and the hand signal piece, I mean, it just was clicking last night, and it was amazing.
That's fabulous, man.
And then there was Surrey, who again was unfocused, but in a different way. Before, she was very focused on just smelling things, and this was just disinterest. Yeah.
Really?
Vicky and I are like, I don't know what this is.
Now, who was working who last night?
Vicky was working Surrey, and I was working Sparky. Now, next week we're going to switch. So the last two classes has been, I've had Sparky both, and Vicky's had Surrey both. So we're going to mix it up. Typically, we do rotate. So I don't know if that'll make a difference. But it's interesting because she's just kind of,
Whatever.
Meandering along, no, not running, just doop-a-doo. And Sparky's like, somebody strapped a rocket to him. He's running full tilt through the tubes, and he's spinning around,
And Suri's the young one,
and
and she's
yes.
the one who's always been wired for sound, and
Yeah.
isn't that amazing?
It's very odd. So it'd be interesting to see what next week brings, because it's sort of a strange evolution. Because we had the long break between our last classes and these, because of our schedules. But we actually think we're going to do the B class again with Surrey. We might take Sparky to C because he's just getting it,
Why not?
and see how it shakes out. But I don't
I am
know.
so curious to know if this has anything to do with her incident.
I don't know.
If that changed her.
It kind of makes me wonder because her play is a little bit different than it was, and her attitude's a little bit different than it was. Not necessarily bad or anything,
Right,
it's
but just
just different.
different.
Yeah, noticeably different.
So it is really going to be interesting long term
Yeah, to
over
continue
this
to watch
next
this.
over the spring and summer to see if Suri changes more or goes back to where she was or just stays as she is.
Yeah, don't know.
It's pretty fascinating stuff. Thank you for sharing
It
it.
really is different. It's got my attention. So
Well, I'm just loving that Sparky's a little star.
he
I
is
heard it's
so
so
funny
cool.
because he goes up to the platform, and if he's in a sit, and he waves.
Does he really? Oh my God, he's just gonna take everybody home in his back pocket. He's so
Because we
cute.
taught him high five, and then we taught him to shake, so he knows the difference. And now every time he sits on the platform, he thinks I'm going to high five him, so he's going like this, kind of waving. For the people that can't see us, I'm actually moving my hand. I
Yes,
don't
in a
know what's
wave.
wrong with me. Yeah.
But this is our medium, Terry. We do audio. It's okay. Just pretend you see Terry waving his
Yeah,
hand.
just humor me. I'm
That's
old.
right. It's so cool. It's just so cool.
He's a hoot.
I seriously want to accompany you guys sometime so I can get video of you guys working Sparky and Suri. It'd be great to be able to put it up for folks to see him.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Yeah. We just need to plan it, get around your schedule.
Do you? Okie dokie. All right, so what's on the agenda next?
Well, we were talking about one of your clients in Canada and dog theft.
Yeah, and that's a little different, I think, than what you're going to talk about, because yeah. it was just odd. It actually kind of sad, because his golden retriever, one of his golden retrievers, was taken from his yard early in the morning on Saturday or Sunday, and he reported it to the police immediately, and within 3 hours he had his dog back, because someone eagle-eyed in the neighborhood saw the dog in someone else's backyard. And, well, it's really sad, because it was the backyard of an elderly gentleman in his late 60s who had lost his golden retriever. And he, for whatever reason, whether, who knows why, but he decided he needed that one. And so the dog is back home, and no charges were pressed or anything like that. And I hope somebody gets that old man a golden retriever, because he needs one. But here's, just before we go on and Terry talks about dog thieving, certainly what I was reminded of with that is you really need to be careful about leaving your dogs in your back, in your yards. You know, of course, don't do it unless you have a fenced-in yard, but that means really nothing. Don't leave home and leave your dogs in the backyard. Somebody can steal them, you know, or they can dig out, or they can crawl over. Yeah. You can lose your dogs. So just be really careful. So, Terry, what you got?
Well, I had one of the 8 million groups I'm a member of.
Alrighty then.
Sent out a notification, and they're getting a number of reports from basically Virginia up into Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin areas of dog theft. And it seems to be people, the same people keep getting reported, and this is over a small period of time, so they're quite mobile. You know, several weeks.
So they're just
months,
making their way across country.
Making their way across country, stealing dogs, and then probably selling them somewhere. In this case, the dogs that were talked about in the alert were all smaller breed dogs. Mm-hmm. But these people got a lot of guts.
So and they're just going into people's yards and stealing their dogs?
The one they took right off the porch.
Are you kidding me?
And they got that one back because the guy came out chasing the truck down. And they dumped the dog out the window. But the other one had, again, smaller breed dogs in the backyard. And they saw somebody over by the fence. They went over there and chased them off. And found they had were cutting the fence, wire cutters.
You're kidding me.
So you need to be careful.
Just be aware. Keep an eye out for your dogs just like you do for your kids.
Yep.
Because there are bad, evil people. And I don't even want to think about the numbers of ways they could be selling those dogs.
Yeah.
The horrible things.
Yeah. When we had Aussie, we had somebody that tried to steal her. Now, at the time, it did seem very strange, and we weren't home. Now, we used to leave her out. She had an invisible fence, and she just sat back there. She was older at this point. And somebody was all the way up to the house, and we lived quite a ways back off the road, to walking up trying to get her, coax her out.
Really?
And the neighbor came out and wanted to know what they were doing. And they said, well, it's a stray dog. I'm trying to get the stray dog. And she said, that's not a stray dog. It's in his yard. So she chased it off. Now, fortunately for them, because if I'd have been in the garage, I'd have come out and somebody got a whooping right there.
Well, yeah. You tried to take my dog?
There wouldn't have been a lot of discussion. There'd just been whooping.
But fortunately, fortunately, that idiot.
My neighbor was there, and they didn't get the dog, but I'd never even thought about that. I mean, just... You know, it's madness.
And you didn't 10 years ago. I mean, thank goodness for communications the way they are today, because at least we all can get a heads up on this stuff. Be warned, you know, and be prepared, because, you know, are there enough ways that our dogs can get hurt and die too young and all that? We don't need them being stolen. So just beware, guys.
No, and go ahead and give them a whooping if you catch them.
Yeah, that's right. Anybody try and take your dog.
But I didn't say that officially. Don't sue me.
That's right. He's not giving you direct orders. No.
I'm just saying what I would do.
All right, Terry. What you got next? Yeah, we better move on.
So I was reading through Animal Wellness Magazine, which is kind of a cool magazine if you haven't seen it.
Okay, I haven't.
A lot of naturopath stuff, and they talk about foods and toys and activities, and I mean, just normal dog stuff, but they focus a lot on acupuncture and those types of things. And I found a really good listing of vegetables that are good for your dog.
Oh, this is so cool. I need this list.
And, well, because we talked a lot about that before on different episodes about green beans and stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of this stuff I hadn't thought of, and some of it's very inexpensive, especially at the farmer's markets when it's in season. So if you're looking at like a kale or chard.
You're kidding.
No, they're calling that out. It's great for calcium. They're both dark green vegetables, carotene, antioxidants.
You're kidding me.
You can get that huge
for
bag.
For nothing.
Yeah, huge bag for nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Collard greens.
So when the greens come in.
Yeah.
It's green time for the dogs.
For the dogs, yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry, collard greens?
Collard greens, again, you know, dark green vegetables.
Wow.
Turnip greens, romaine lettuce, seaweed.
You're kidding.
Well, people, it's good for people. Why wouldn't it be good for dogs? You know, the microbes.
Just hadn't thought of it.
Yeah. There's a variety of grasses which are kind of listed, but it doesn't say enough detail that I would just say randomly pick some grasses. Spinach and arugula.
Wow.
And it was interesting because before I had started reading this article, we just made another fresh batch of dog food for our dogs, and I had added spinach in just to add more iron and get some more nutrients into the food, and then to find that,
it's on the list.
It's on the list. We're thinking.
Whole beans. Very nice.
Hi, Miss Surrey.
Would you like to speak into the microphone, Surrey?
No.
Would you like to lick the microphone? Wag it? Any of the above? So that's the list.
That's the list that they
and
included.
That's fabulous.
There's probably others, because I would think that you could go with beet greens.
Probably.
I mean, why not? We eat beet greens. They're good for you.
Okay, so this is really cool, guys. So when the summer... Is that when they come in
spring,
the summer months?
Spring, summer.
Okay, cool. When those months come and you can get bushels of those things for a little bit of nothing, feed them to your dogs.
Feed them to your dogs.
That's fabulous.
And then there's always their old reliable green beans, which are always good for the dogs.
Absolutely. Carrots are good for dogs, too.
Carrots are good for dogs. I've fed my dogs apples, although Sparky's not a big apple fan. He'll eat them.
Well,
reluctantly.
Again, I've got labs. They will eat anything that doesn't eat them first. And I just have something to share. It's related to a little bit to healthy eating. but I have in my home my very first foster dog, Terry.
Yay.
Yeah, yay. Well, I'll tell you. Kind of couldn't resist this one because I'm the one with the labs.
No.
Smartass. At any rate, I'm the one with the labs, and my housemate and I, between the two of us, have four. Well, this new young lady makes five. Now, we're not planning on keeping her forever because we have a plan for her. But here's the really sad thing, you guys. This is a beautiful four-year-old chocolate lab who should weigh between 75 and 80 pounds. She weighs 122.
Jeez.
If you recognize this scenario from your house, put your dog on a diet. This dog is going to have to lose one-third of her body weight before she's healthy. It just makes me crazy, Terry. I do not know what possesses a human being to overfeed a dog to that degree. As I told Terry when I got here to the studio today, if you've ever seen Fantasia and seen the dancing hippos, that's what this little girl looks like without the tutu. Holy mackerel. So what I'm doing is, what we're talking about here, I'm switching her food to a really healthy food. But if she were to get, say, a cup and a half of food per meal, half of that will be dog food, half of that will be vegetables. It's one of the ways to get the weight off gently and to fill her up and to make her healthier.
Yeah.
So now you gave me a good list of good greens to add to her food bowl, and I think she doesn't know what the bloody heck's going on. She's never seen a vegetable in her life, I guarantee you.
Well, I can relate to that.
Hey. So anyway, stay tuned about this young lady. We've renamed her Nani, N-A-N-I, which is, at least I think, Hawaiian for beautiful, because she's a beautiful girl. And Terry, if she turns out to have the right temperament, What I'm hoping to do is be able to train her as a service dog.
Which would be really cool.
Yeah, to go from dump to dog to service dog. She hopefully will be our first of many.
That'll be cool. Now, you did leave off an important piece of information.
What?
That you had insider information that this dog was actually from the same litter as your Murphy.
That's right. And that was really cruel and inhuman of the lady from Lab Rescue, because she knew there was no way I was going to say no. She didn't even ask me. She just told me who she had. Yeah, it's Murphy's sister. And
and how could you not? I mean, yeah. You know what you have in Murphy. Right. You've got a known entity, and right. you've got another known
a
entity
that
needs some polish.
Yeah, and I swear they have the same head. They are exactly the same color. She's just 2 inches shorter at the shoulder and 30 pounds heavier than her brother. It's just wrong. But you're right, Terry, because I know in his temperament, if her temperament is anywhere close, and she just seems like a sweet dog, she'll be a really good service dog for somebody. So that's cool. The goal, like in 6 months, to get that weight off, get her exercising, get her healthy, and get her trained, and let's see who we can match her up with.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Look forward to hearing
it's
more
good
about
stuff.
That.
Yeah.
I still think you should name her Xena, but
it's still a possibility. Nani's a little softer. I'm not
okay.
sure if our little girl's a warrior princess or not. But anyway, we'll see.
Well, I think we're out of here.
All right. Have a good one, folks.